You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, hep cats and crazy kittens. It's your ever-loving jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my record machine, ready to spin another great hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Welcome to the Juke in the Back. This week, I'm dedicating the entire show to the late, great B.B. King. We lost the Beale Street Blues Boy on May 14th, 2015, at the age of 89. And what a loss it was. B.B. King was one of our last connections to the beginnings of electric blues. Riley B. King was born on September 16, 1925, near the town of Indianola, Mississippi, a place where many of his predecessors and contemporaries came from. B.B. King would prove to be a connection between the old blues and the new blues. He grew up picking cotton on the plantation and milking cows. His mother was a sharecropper, and so they moved from plantation to plantation. He heard the blues of Lonnie Johnson, Blind Lemon Jefferson, and Bessie Smith spin on his Aunt Mia's Victrola. He listened to blues on the radio and bought his first guitar, a Red Stella, for $15 at the age of 12. Then something extraordinary happened in the life of B.B. King. He heard T-Bone Walker for the first time. T-Bone's electric blues style really inspired a whole generation of guitar players, B.B. King probably being the most important of them. Since B.B.'s own guitar playing, based heavily on T-Bone's style, would go on to inspire generation after generation of guitarists. His mother was first cousins with legendary bluesman Bucca White, who used to drop by from time to time. Young Riley was inspired by Bucca's sharp suits and his playing on the radio. And then he knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to play music on the radio. He ended up following Bucca to Memphis in the mid-1940s. It's said that Bucca White put him up for about a year or so. In 1948, the self-taught guitarist started playing around Memphis and really making a name for himself. He got the opportunity to fill in for legendary blues harpist Sonny Boy Williamson on his radio show on KWEM. BB's filling in became so popular that it was time for him to get his own radio show. He then approached the first all-black-owned radio station, WDIA in Memphis, and landed his own radio gig. For that program, he was renamed the Beale Street Blues Boy, later shortened to just Blues Boy, hence the BB in B.B. King. He cut his first record in 1949 for the Bullet label, and we're gonna hear it now. Here's the beginning of B.B. King with the song Miss Martha King. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back, the soul that came before rock and roll. Take it away, Blues Boy.
Thank you. Everything I did, you know, didn't do me no good, Miss Bobby Kay. Do you think you're doing me right? Now you go off every day, baby, and still you want to fight.
B.B. King's first record for Los Angeles-based RPM Records, which was a subsidiary of the Modern record label owned by the Bahari brothers, Jules and Joe Bahari. After cutting that one record, Ms. Martha King, which you heard at the top of the show, for the Bullet label, he was discovered by Ike Turner, who was a talent scout for the Bahari brothers at Modern Records. Ike liked what he heard in B.B.'s cry in his voice and the cry in his guitar. He thought B.B.'s sound had a real emotional element to it. At the time, the Baharis were doing a lot of their Memphis recording with Sam Phillips at the Memphis Recording Service. This was a few years before Sam Phillips started Sun Records. So Sam was behind the controls, and Joe Bahari would come out to Memphis to supervise the sessions. The one you just heard, Mistreated Woman, was his first release on RPM Records. And if you look at the original label, it says B.B. King, singing star of WDIA Memphis. So they were obviously trying to capitalize on his local radio fame. WDIA had a great signal, so his sound and popularity was traveling to other parts of the country. Mistreated Woman didn't do anything, but oh, did this next one. 3 O'Clock Blues, a cover of the 1948 Lowell Folsom song. 3 O'Clock Blues was recorded at the local Memphis YMCA in September 1951. The piano player on this session was none other than John Alexander, who would soon go on to a recording career of his own under the name Johnny Ace. RPM Records issued 3 O'Clock Blues in December of 51, and it entered the charts on December 29th. By February 2nd, 1952, the record was number one across the country on the R&B lists. It stayed there for 5 solid weeks and is one of B.B. King's biggest hits. Here's B.B.'s first chart entry, 3 O'Clock Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back as we highlight the early career of the legendary B.B. King.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes. Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning, baby. Can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my baby. Satisfied. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, I've looked all around me, people. Well, my baby can't be found. Bowling ground. That's where the men hang out at. Well, I'm bound to find them.
Alone, and I But you've gone on and left me for someone
Legendary B.B. King with his second number one record, which came about a year after his first number one record. That was only his second charting record as well. It's You Know I Love You. Issued in September, it hit number one on November 8th and remained there for 2 weeks. Up next is a song I've always dug, and it's B.B. King's third chart entry. It's Story From My Heart and Soul, and it hit number 9 in early 1953. And what's really cool about this one is it features Ike Turner on piano. So feast your ears on this, cats and kittens, as we honor the great B.B. King. Here's Story From My Heart and Soul.
Have I done something in life? Make this old world so cruel to me. Whatever it is, Lord, I'm asking thee, show it to me. Please show it to me. One mistake in life, one I wanted be my wife. So please send her back home to me. Please don't let our love die. That's my story from my heart and soul.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Richard Combs, Norman Perlstein. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. I feel so bad, I'm all alone. I ain't got nobody to stay at home with me.
Dig that groovy Latin beat. B.B. King with Woke Up This Morning, My Baby, She Was Gone. Issued in March 1953, where it topped out at number 3. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're paying tribute to one of the great rhythm and blues men of all time, B.B. King. His guitar playing and crying singing style influenced generations of R&B and blues singers. Up next, Riley B. King's third number one record. It's Please Love Me. You know, what I failed to mention up to this point is that B.B. King wrote most of the records you're hearing on this week's show. I noted before that it was Lowell Folsom that wrote and recorded 3 O'Clock Blues. B.B. King wrote the rest of these records, including this one, Please Love Me. This one was recorded in Houston. That's because B.B. King had recently signed on with Don Robey's Buffalo Booking Agency, based out of Houston, Texas. The Bahari Brothers then moved most of his recordings from this period to Houston. Please Love Me was recorded around December of 52 and issued in June of 53. It hit number one on July 4th and remained there for 3 weeks. Here's the late, great B.B. King with his third number one record, Please Love Me. Please love me.
this world, baby, honey, that I wouldn't do for you.
That's a scorcher from October of 1953, released on the RPM label, recorded in Houston, Texas. It's B.B. King, King of the Electric Blues, with Please Hurry Home. That record went to number 4 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists, but it's number 1 in our hearts. What a great, great record, and one you don't hear very often. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're digging on the late, great B.B. King this week, playing some of his greatest records from his early career, the rhythm and blues years, 1949 to the beginning of 1956, a year that really broke open for B.B. Now, I mentioned that the last couple were recorded in Houston. Well, starting in 1954, his recording sessions were held exclusively in Los Angeles under the direction of great band leader Maxwell Davis. He was still with RPM Records and still scoring the hits. This one went to number 8 in September of 54. Here's the blues boy himself, Riley B. King, with When My Heart Beats Like a Hammer.
Upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, woman, what you do to me? Well, I've tried to describe her. It's hard to start. I better stop now because I got a weak heart. You upsets me. Well, you upsets me, baby. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. woman, what you do to me. Upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do to me?
B.B. King with You Upset Me, Baby. Another number one, his fourth number one record on the R&B lists. That one was issued by RPM Records in November of 54, and it hit number one on Christmas Day, where it stayed for two solid weeks, taking him right into 1955. Now, all the records up to this point listed him as either B.B. King or B.B. King and His Orchestra. The label on You Upset Me, Baby reads B.B. Blues Boy King and His Orchestra. You Upset Me, Baby was recorded in May of 1954 in Los Angeles. Now, while You Upset Me, Baby was starting to climb up the charts in November, RPM issued his next single, so B.B. was on the charts twice at the same time. However, this single, Whole Lotta Love, would stall at number 8. Let's dig on it now, cats and kittens, as we honor the great B.B. King and his early rhythm and blues records. Here's Whole Lotta Love on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Yeah!
it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, as we feature the great B.B. King, let's hear a really early record that smokes. This one was recorded in 1950 and became his first release of 1951 for RPM Records. It's B.B. King with this week's Great 78 and B.B. Blues.
With Matt the Cat.
Thank you.
B.B. King with one of his career-defining songs, Every Day I Have the Blues. His version is heavily based on Nobody Loves Me, the 1949 Miracle Records release from Memphis Slim. It was the flip side of Angel Child when Slim released it. Then, of course, Big Joe Williams cut a version of Every Day I Have the Blues in 1952 with King Kolax and his orchestra. That one was a big R&B record. Williams would, of course, record his most famous version of that song a few years later with the Count Basie Orchestra. Well, in 1955, B.B. King cut it with Maxwell Davis arranging it. It's also Maxwell Davis's band backing him up on this. It only went to number 8 on the national charts, but it became B.B. King's theme song, Every Day I Have the Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the legendary B.B. King this week on the Juke in the Back, focusing on his early rhythm and blues recordings for the RPM label. Up next, another chart success. This one hit number 14 in February of 55. It's by B.B. King and his Kingsmen, and it's called Sneaking Around. Here's the Beale Street Blues Boy on the Juke in the Back, just sneaking around.
Called to say that we were through, because I'm so tired sneaking around with you. I want to meet you in the sunlight, not in a secret.
He's tired of sneaking around with you. B.B. King from February of 1955 and a number 14 charting record. 1955 and 56 were really watershed years for B.B. King as he was playing sold-out venues all around the Chitlin circuit, especially at the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. and the Apollo in New York City. He continued to sell heavily to the black community and scored numerous hits through the end of the decade on both the RPM and Kent record labels. In the early 60s, he signed to ABC Paramount Records, which gave him more exposure. In November of 1964, he recorded one of the greatest live albums of all time. And if you don't have Live at the Regal, run out there, cats and kittens, and pick this baby up. It's fantastic, and it was recorded live at the Regal Theater in Chicago. The mid-60s were not so great for B.B. King. You see, the black community was moving further and further away from traditional blues, looking for the latest trend in music. And some African Americans were starting to move away from the blues altogether, thinking it was music of a Jim Crow era. So B.B. started playing colleges, and the white kids started to listen to him. And in the mid-60s, there was that huge blues revival among white kids. Well, he crossed over, especially in 1970 with The Thrill Is Gone, which hit number 15 on the pop chart and hit number 3 on the R&B lists. From then on out, B.B. King was a household name in both black and white homes and continued to record and tour constantly until his death on May 14, 2015, at the age of 89. For so many, B.B. King was that connection to traditional blues. He was one of a kind and really one hell of a nice guy. I only got to meet him once, but I'll never forget it. I hope you've enjoyed this week's tribute to the late, great B.B. King. If so, let me know. Drop me an email, mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Remember, cats and kittens, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. You know, even though B.B. scored that huge hit in 1970 with The Thrill Is Gone, none of his hits through the 60s or the 70s and beyond ever touched the success of the early to mid-1950s. So let's close down the show by going back to October of 1955 and a number 9 charting record for B.B. Blues Boy King and his orchestra. Here's 10 long years. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Oh, I had a woman. She was nice and loving to me in every way. Loving to me in every way. Oh, she used to love me, bring my breakfast to the bed every day. Oh, what a long year. Yeah, she was my pride and joy. My pride and joy. Well, I used to call her my little girl. And she used to call me her little boy.
Whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.